As many schools around the country close or encourage parents to keep their children at home, families are adapting to the new setup and parents are playing a more significant role in their kids' education. It's a challenge that also includes trying to manage the anxieties children have about the pandemic. Sarah Sedgie has this report.
For the last couple of weeks, Andrea Bornstein's children have been doing their schooling from home.
There was a bit of novelty in the first week. That was Monday through to Thursday. And then by Friday, we were all starting to go a little bit stir crazy. And I certainly feel for teachers. You know, I'm not a natural born teacher, that's for sure. So I was like going, oh my God, it's such a hard job that they're doing. So I think everyone's going to have a lot of renewed respect for what teachers actually do day to day with a huge group of children. It's a massive challenge.
What about your kids as well? How are they finding it, you know, trying to learn all of a sudden being thrown into this really different, unprecedented situation?
I think at this stage, they're coping really well. My daughter said to me last night, I'm excited for tomorrow. I really like using, we're doing work off Seesaw. She's becoming quite independent in doing the work, taking a photo and putting it up. And I think she's enjoying the one-on-one attention, actually, that I'm able to answer every question without having to put her hand up, you know, in a large class environment. My younger one is probably having a bit of a tougher time because she's like, oh, I want to, you know, have fun with you, not just learn with you. So I've got to try and make sure there's a balance there.
While the new experience has been embraced by her daughters, the situation has caused some anxiety.
They do feel the stress. My daughter said to me also, the older one said, she's nine, she said, oh, I was a bit frightened last night when I was going to sleep. And I said, about what? She said, I don't know, I just had this, I felt scared, but I didn't know what about. And I just thought, well, you know, that's obviously her feeling that this is not normal and something's going wrong and not fully understanding it. So feeling a bit of anxiety. So I just thought, well, I've got to be really careful and watch that.
Keeping children in a daily routine can help them cope. Dr. Chelsea Hyde is an educational psychologist at the University of Melbourne.
Because when we've got some predictability in our day, that can help us stay motivated and helps keep us engaged. It's really important that parents are responding to the questions that their children and young people have, but in an age-appropriate way. And by that, I mean ensuring that the information and facts that you're sharing are appropriate to the age of your child, so not overwhelming them with too much information.
What concerns her more than the disruption to schooling is the social isolation many families will be feeling in the weeks to come.
I'm more worried about the longer-term impacts of isolation socially, because, you know, humans are social beings and we do need to keep interacting. It's very positive for our mental health.
Year 9 student Lucy has been studying from home this week, and while she's happy to do it if it means less chance of COVID-19 spreading, it has been a somewhat isolating experience.
It's really difficult to stay motivated and sort of not drift off on your phone or stay not distracted, because there are so many distractions and you don't have that classroom teacher to tell you what to do and tell you to stay on track. I feel I just don't really talk to anyone anymore. Of course, we can always text, but it's just not the same, not seeing my friends every day.
Parent Andrea Bornstein hopes that later on her daughters will remember the good aspects of social distancing.
It's a very odd scenario to be like, make sure you don't go near that person and like keep your distance. So it's very odd for them. And I'm sure that this will be, you know, etched in their memories, you know, when they're older. It's a very, very strange time in their lives. Hopefully not too negative though. Hopefully we can make it a positive family experience. That's what I'm trying to hoping that we can do.
Parent Andrea Bornstein, that report by Sarah Sedgie.